Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Galatzer moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Finney reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair scores. Finney moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berg moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to third. Hildebrand moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berg scores. Hildebrand moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball towards right. Finney catches it and throws to home to double up Hildebrand. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 4-2. Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Williams who tags Hale, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kom hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trotsky scores. Vosmek goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Indians. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.